This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Good morning, Tom.
You know, I don't start until 6:30, right? And this is not on. It's a very important day today, and you're stressing me out. I've dropped my papers, like I did drop my guts.
You've got 15 seconds. Breathe in and out, in and out. It's a big day.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. I did wear tight jeans just to impress you. Is that what you're talking about? No, we're talking about today. So this time a year ago, we were in fear.
We were.
I was in fear.
Me too.
Everyone was in fear. But today we're no fear.
No.
We're here to celebrate.
1 year since the yes result was announced.
1 year.
It went quick, didn't it? I can't believe how quickly it's gone.
I mean, 1 year and I look better and you aged about 10. I mean, what a joyful day it is.
And good morning, Tom. It's lovely to see
you. That's right. No, today is yes day. I'm only saying yes.
You've got to say yes and you've got to be nice.
Yes to everything. Oh, I'm happy. Yeah. I'm very happy.
But it was a big day. And
hang on, at 6:30 we can start the show. Welcome, Melbourne. I'm now decided to join.
But we've had 1 year to sort of digest it all. You know, some people have been married and it's all sort of...
Oh, there has been marriages.
You know, Things are happening now. We're going to have a look at it.
I've been with my partner 19 years and still won't marry him. Yeah. I'm waiting for a better option. I mean, you never know.
Oh, no.
No, that's not it.
Let's start the show again.
Yeah. Today's so positive. Hello, my love.
Good morning, Wayne. Now, remember when the announcement was made that we were going to have a postal vote?
Yes.
How did you feel?
Angry.
Yeah.
Didn't you?
Yeah, I was really angry. I think it was a whole pile of emotions. There was anger, but there was also this sort of sadness of how can this country of ours pass judgment on us?
Yeah, that's what got me too, was thinking about all the bullies back in school.
Absolutely.
And things like thinking, now you get to judge my relationship.
Exactly.
Well, I thought, you know, 20 years ago I removed on, you don't bother me anymore. All of a sudden those people did come back. But as you know, me and Wayne were on television at the time.
Yes.
So I think we became the poster boys for hate.
Which is fantastic. And isn't that one of the reasons
it wasn't very nice.
No. But in terms of you being out there representing a gay couple on mainstream TV... And isn't that one of the reasons why you kept doing what you were doing?
Correct.
Yeah.
But I still don't believe we had any impact. I don't see how two old fags sitting on a couch made an impact.
See, I think you did.
Okay.
I think you underestimate the impact that you did have. I mean, we're talking about, your audience is, if you look at Gogglebox, from my perspective as a watcher, it's about ordinary people.
Ordinary.
And no, but you know what I mean.
No, correct.
But I'm going to keep my mouth shut. I'm going to get to something.
No, definitely.
But you know what I mean? It just showed that a gay couple are nothing to be scared of for those, you know, the audience that have never had anything to do with them before.
That is very true.
Have a listen to one of the No TV campaign ads that was played during the plebiscite.
School told my son he could wear a dress next year if he felt like it.
When same-sex marriage passes as law overseas, this type of program becomes widespread and compulsory.
Kids in year 7 are being asked to role-play being in a same-sex relationship.
You can say no.
Authorised by S York, Sydney.
Isn't that really funny? Because they're going on about, they're going to make my son wear a dress at school. Sweetie, I went to an all-boys Catholic school, and let me tell you, they made us wear a dress at the end of year concert. I had to dress as some old farmer woman. They wouldn't let me be Mary because they would think I wasn't virginal enough. So what the hell? I went to a Catholic school. And they made me wear a dress on stage.
And what's wrong with kids role-playing relationships?
Correct.
I mean, it doesn't matter what sex. What's wrong? It's good that they're role-playing relationships so they don't end up in abusive ones later on down the track.
Well, this is the problem we have with freedom of speech. Idiots like me get to come on radio and talk, and morons get to make hate campaign ads.
Speaking of morons, have a listen to this.
I mean, you know, people are entitled to their sexual proclivities. You know, I mean... Let there be a thousand blossoms bloom, as far as I'm concerned. You know, but I ain't spending any time on it because in the meantime, every 3 months, a person is torn to pieces by a crocodile in North Queensland.
There you go.
Well, Bob, I'm just going to tell you, if you're worried about the crocodiles in Queensland, bring up some gays. We'll turn those bitches into handbags and shoes, let me tell you. Bobby, you know, bring a gay boy up. We'll be fine.
But it just shows, though,
no,
doesn't
I
it?
Love him. He's such an idiot. And not allegedly. But, I mean, the things he says, you think, mate, really? You know, like...
But you know what? I actually...
I love him.
In some ways, I agree with him, because don't you think that worrying about people being eaten by crocodiles...
Yeah, I don't
probably
think 3 people a week have been eaten by crocodiles, you know, in, like, far north, like, Queensland.
The marriage equality should have just been passed as a matter of procedure, yeah, and then we should have been worried about crocodiles in Queensland, maybe conserving them or whatever. Yeah, but we got the procedure. He's kind of right
them
in some
through,
ways.
You know, KFC drive-thru or something. You know, that's what they're going to do. Good old Bobby, I mean...
But here's your favourite redheaded.
Oh, I love
Let's
her.
Get our senator's take on this one. Nation's Pauline Hanson. Pauline,
good
how
morning.
Will you vote?
Myself personally?
Yes.
Yep.
I'm voting no to the same-sex marriage.
Why is that?
It's my personal opinion about it. I personally think that it should go to a referendum to the people at the next election. I think it's a complete waste of $122 million to spend on this plebiscite. I don't believe it's going to be binding to the Parliament. If it's voted down, I'm sure the Labor Party will not leave it go at that, or the Greens. I just think that it's a grave concern to me. I do believe people have a right to live in peace and harmony and love each other by all means, but I think the word marriage is for between a man and a woman, and I do think that if they took another word, civil marriage, fair enough. I have concerns about, you know, of children in same-sex marriage.
Oh,
I think
can we shut her up?
Shut her
up. Can we shut her up, please?
She's
for God's
go on
sake.
On.
I mean, this is the problem. If you spend too much time hanging over a hot fat with fish and chips, it melts your brain. Like, it really does. Look, I've worked in a takeaway, and when you're hanging over those hot skills, you know, the heat coming up in Queensland, it's frying your brain.
Maybe that's what's happened there.
Yeah.
I mean, she was all over the place, wasn't she? She didn't want us to pay money for a plebiscite, but she wanted a referendum.
Does that cost the same?
Well, of course it's going to cost the same.
Oh, okay, well, I could have spent $160 million in Prada way better than that, let me tell you. Yeah.
James Breckney and Stuart Henschel long dreamt of having a big wedding, but a guest list of 200,000 was definitely one for the record books. James joins us on the line to tell us about it. Good morning, James.
Oh, good morning, boys. How are you?
Very good,
well,
James.
Well, thank you. You proposed to Stuart a year ago today. Tell us about your feelings after the postal survey results were announced.
Oh, it was so mixed because everyone, I think, was so nervous up here. We're in Sydney and we're at the Prince Alfred Park celebration, I suppose it turned into, once the result came in and when I proposed. But everyone beforehand was so nervous. Do you remember? It was so crazy. So what a fantastic result, and then just a whole bunch of relief. And then yeah, we got engaged, which was... awesome.
So then, James, you went and chose a venue for your wedding, which was a little bit different. You know, how'd you go about choosing the venue?
And what was it?
Well, we're a little bit cheap, and and also I already had a float in for the Mardi Gras parade back in March, and we thought, oh, wouldn't it be funny? And I think my float was like the dinosaurs of Canberra or something. I was like attacking the politicians, but like marriage equality had already been legalized. It was a bit sort of, you know, dated. And I thought, oh, wouldn't it be hilarious if we got married at Mardi Gras? And it sort of turned into a much bigger thing than we thought, but we have no regrets. It was so incredible. You know, when you do your vows in the holding bay and you get married on the parade, and then we had to sign the little form at the end on the skip bins at like 11 o'clock at night. And you're like, oh, I wonder if it's going to be an intimate, like if it's going to be, if we're going to enjoy it, you know, but it was actually intimate, even though we sort of did it down the road. Everyone could see it from the pavement, so it was awesome.
So how long did you get to prepare the wedding? But most importantly, what I found the best, you made a very good way to make some confetti for the day.
Oh, yeah. Well, we had a very quick turnaround time, really, because the proposal was obviously in November, and then we quickly decided to have the wedding late February, early March. So it was go, go, go. But yes, we had a friend of ours who ordered from the Australian Christian Lobby a pallet of You Can Say No corflers to take them out of the marketing budget. So we had 100 of these corflers. So we actually made confetti for our wedding reception out of the You Can Say No corflers, because Mardi Gras get very funny about non-biodegradable confetti. So we had to save it for the reception where we could sweep it up.
Well, that sounded fantastic. Look, congratulations to you and Stuart. It's been fantastic.
Thank you.
And
can I just quickly say, there's so, like, we've got lots of friends who, you know, missed out on getting married because they passed away, and it took long for Australia to get its act together. So we always remember those people, and the fight continues for our schools and for trans visibility and everything else. But nonetheless, today, 1 year since the result, we can certainly celebrate about it.
That's definitely, James. Today we celebrate. Tomorrow we protest. We will not stop until everyone in Australia is equal.
Thanks, James. James Breckney from Australia.
Have a great day, guys.
Thank you. First Mardi Gras wedding.
Yes. That's my favourite. Yes. That's it. Everyone's, all we do today is say yes. Yep. I'm even going to say yes to everything you say there.
Sweetheart. Ah, really?
Well, I made the deal yesterday and I am a deal. I will follow through.
Andy, our producer, can you get a notepad out? We're going to write a list of this and we're going to record it, everything you say yes to today.
Don't ask him to do it. You know, he takes his shoes off. He's got to write with his feet. We don't know. We don't need that smell. We've got the leader of Labor Party coming in later.
We have, and other guests as well. Back in April, we spoke to Samantha Jade on the show about her new album, Best of My Love, and one of the brand new songs of the album. Now, Samantha, let's go back to the album, Best of My Love. There's two tracks, original tracks of yours on there. Can you tell us about those?
Yeah, so it was pretty exciting because Roller Skates is one of the originals, and then Let Me Love You, which is my personal fave because it is in light of marriage equality and what a horrible place we were in last year with all of that. So, yeah, I really loved that one.
And it was a great track too.
We love an ally, don't we? Especially one that can sing and dance and got nice shoes.
Absolutely. Now, Tom, when we had the announcement...
Oh, I like that song.
It's a cool song.
Oh, we're stopping.
Yep. She was lovely. When we had the announcement made last year, where were you?
Sitting right in this studio.
Oh, you were on air.
Oh, no, I wasn't. So, I came in the morning. I don't know. I can't remember whose show it was on.
Right.
So, we came in and we discussed about the importance of what today's was going to do, you know, like it come through. Then I ran down to the State Library.
Yep.
And I stood there. But Wayne had only just started a brand new job the day before. So, he was worried to ask them to have the morning off. So I was up there with some friends, but, you know, everyone's getting into partners. It was 2 minutes before we were ready to do. The TVs were misbehaving. Mm-hmm. Remember, it was all flicking. And
this was down at the State Library.
Down at the State Library. And I'm like, all of a sudden I thought, oh, my God, it's going to come back. No. Like, I don't know why I thought that. And I thought, I'm all alone. If this comes back, no, what am I going to do? And I could feel tears welling up. This policeman came through the crowd, because, you know, there's a lot of cops on the outside, and said, I watch you on TV, me and my wife, we love you.
Oh.
We're all here for you. And he gave me a cuddle and a kiss and said, we're here for you, mate, no worries.
How lovely.
It was really good. But the strange thing was, that was filmed on the news, and I've told Wayne I was all by myself. We're watching that on Gogglebox. And next minute, Wayne goes, that's you.
Hugging a policeman.
That's a cop. That's a hot cop. Because you thought you're by yourself. Yeah. So I had to tell him that. Yeah, well, then after that we came up here and I spent the day with lovely, I can't even remember his name. So anyway, we had somebody on air and we spent the day with Tanya Plebisek. We rang all around the country and talked to everyone. What's happening? The excitement.
So I was down there too at the State Library where the announcement was made.
I couldn't see you.
They were up on the stairs. So I was in a position with a friend of mine, actually. We were both in the same position. We'd both come out of a relationship. So we were very, you know, very excited that there might be a yes result.
But you're angry with love.
Well, sad too that, you know, we were still grieving at the same time. And it was kind of a mixed emotion. And then also I was like, oh, hang on a second. All of a sudden I thought, we grew up in this country and we all know what it's like to be different at school here. And you are, you know, you're picked on, you're singled out, and it's by, and I felt like we're giving these people the right to judge us again. And I look at, you know, growing up as an adult, and I think, you know, I've done a lot of work and resolved this stuff that happened back in primary school and high school, and it all came back.
It all came
and
back.
One of the and I thought these people are judging us. So on one hand, I was really excited, thinking, "Yeah, hey, this is it. This is." And I was confident we would get a yes result. But on the other hand, I was thinking, "Who are these people to approve us to give us the go ahead?"
To go the night to the street party out the front of the trade hall.
No, I didn't go to the street.
It was the best. Now I've been to multiple Mardi Gras. I've been overseas to Mardi Gras. I'm going to tell you, nothing that energy that day on the street in front of the Trades Hall Centre. They had it blocked off. There was bands going on. It was the best ever. There was just thousands of people dancing and jumping and cuddling and screaming. Then the rain came and we got to dance in the rain.
Which would have been wonderful.
And you know how hot all those men spent all those days in the gym and nothing's handy.
But I think I was just exhausted by the end of the day and I just thought, you know what, I'm going to have to go home. But let's have a listen to what that sounded like when the vote was announced.
7,817,247, representing 61.6% of clear responses. That 61.6% of clear responses were yes. At a state and territory level, every state and territory recorded a majority yes result. Every state and territory recorded a majority yes result over 60%.
That's really good, you know, that to know that every state.
Yes.
I mean, because we all think that, you know, we live in the city and we're safe and protected and we do make fun of, you know, other states that are further away from our from the East Coast and we think they're backwards. But it was really good. What a day. It was a fantastic day.
It was a very, very emotional
day. You know,
day.
I remember driving home and I'm going to say I was a little tipsy because we'd been drinking on the streets all day. And I was in the taxi going over the West Grade and I looked at my hubby, future husband, Wayne, and I said to him, do you know what? If I died now, I'd die happy.
Oh, wow.
And isn't that funny? From the morning, I was stressed and angry, but at about 11, 12 o'clock at night going home, I said to Wayne, if I died today, I'd actually die happy, knowing that I could marry my husband after 19 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had three children there at university. Now they're on their own level. I remember just looking and thinking, you know what? What more in life do I need?
But Tom, one of the things I was thinking about too, I mean, you know, we're a bit older.
That's so rude.
How?
But I have to say, yes.
Yes. How would it have changed us had this been done, say, 20 or 30 years ago? You know, how would our lives be different? And would it have affected us? And that question's come into my mind several times. Like, where would we be now?
So things are different and we can't look back. All we can do is look forward. We've
Absolutely.
Had a successful marriage equality. Now we've got to make the momentum going because there's still a lot of people in the LGBTIQ plus family yeah. that are still facing discrimination.
Absolutely.
And we will be discussing these today with our multiple guests
Absolutely.
While we celebrate.
But let's also not forget those older members of our community as well who perhaps, you know, have lost partners
and
missed out on the opportunity.
People that have passed away that fought for years.
Absolutely. There's no doubt that same-sex marriage is a boost for Australia's economy. A recent survey by Bride-to-Be magazine found the average cost of a wedding in Australia is over 65 grand.
Bloody bull.
Wow.
That's no... Really? Who's spending that?
$65,000. On the phone, we've got Novello Miller from a dedicated LGBTIQ marriage directory Ooh. Website, equallywed.com.au. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
We're well, thank you. Your website lists providers for LGBTIQ weddings. What special considerations need to be made?
Look, firstly, I'd say that a gay wedding is not just like a straight wedding. In terms of wedding professionals, there needs to be a sense of understanding about queer history and what queer couples may require or just want in order to provide appropriately for them. We fought for decades for marriage equality, so there are a lot of there are certain things that we might not necessarily need, like religious traditions that we just don't want. So it really comes down to respect, listening to the couple, and not really assuming too much and just letting them tell their story.
Yep.
Because they quite possibly never thought they'd have.
Do you think that the rainbow dollar has drawn out more extravagant celebrations?
Not so much. I mean, there are some extravagant celebrations, but realistically, a lot of the queer community is just having small celebrations, what we like to call after parties rather than receptions, because I feel that's more fitting.
Yep.
Yeah, just more private dinners and the ceremony is very special, but just smaller events in general.
We've heard stories in the news about bakers refusing to make wedding cakes for same-sex weddings. Do you think it's important we have safe places like Equally Wed where the community know they won't be intimidated or bullied?
Definitely. Prior to Equally Wed starting, there was no one out there providing a safe space for LGBTI couples to plan their wedding. Now they can plan their wedding without approaching these wedding professionals potentially being rejected.
Mm.
We also hold small showcases as well And that way, queer couples can interact with suppliers in a nice, safe, friendly environment that is actually built by the queer community for them.
What sort of trends are we seeing with same-sex weddings in Australia? Are they different to traditional weddings?
Definitely, yes. On a whole, they're generally smaller. Yep. We're not having the big weddings. We're not generally hiring transport because it's a small celebration and local. We're ditching the big cake. We're opting for a smaller cake or a cheese tower or something, or sometimes nothing at all.
Us gays do have to worry about the carbs, so it's, you know, our wedding cake needs to be made with a lot of air, a lot of air.
What economic impact do you think marriage equality has had on the wedding industry?
Look, there's been a bit of financial impact, obviously, but the $1 billion forecast that the media was throwing around is really based on heteronormative figures. Mm. The $65,000 wedding you just mentioned prior to me coming onto the show, that is really based around straight weddings.
Right.
So that's been 5,000 same-sex weddings now, and obviously that is injecting money into the wedding industry and other industries as well, but that's nowhere near the $1 billion that they're predicted.
So to find a director of suppliers, venues and entertainers for LGBTIQ weddings and service providers for same-sex married couples, you can head to equallywed.com.au. It's equallywed.com.au. Novello, thanks for joining us this morning for a year of yes. So it was back on this day last year that we had the yes result announced, but it didn't happen in Parliament straight away, did it?
No, well, they have to go through and do their little votey thing. Yeah.
Absolutely. What date did that happen?
7th of December.
7th of December, and this is what we heard.
What a day. What a day for love, for equality, for respect. Australia has done it. Every Australian had their say, and they said it's fair. Get on with it. And the Parliament has got on with it, and we have voted today for equality, for love. It's time for more marriages, more commitment, more love, more respect.
It's hard to believe, isn't it?
And was that our old Prime Minister?
Yes.
Was that who was talking just then?
Yes.
See, I can't keep up with their voices anymore. I mean, you can't tell. I mean, it's really strange, isn't it?
7,817,247, representing 61.6% of clear responses. That 61.6% of clear responses were yes. At a state and territory level, every state and territory recorded a majority yes result. Every state and territory recorded a majority yes result over 60%.
How exciting, Tom.
Well, it was really good, but do you remember listening to the announcement down there? And he kept going on with these numbers, and I'm trying to add, because, you know, there was 17 million and this many million said yes and that one said no, and I'm thinking, my maths is not working. Is it either yes or no? And it was, I never felt a really... And he kept going on with these numbers, and I'm like, ah!
And we were all down at the State Library,
yeah.
And the TV kept flickering and going off.
And you know me, I can't count above my 10 fingers on my thing, and he was, you know... I was trying to take my shoes off. I couldn't keep up. I didn't know whether we'd won or lost. And
good morning, Joy CEO Tennille.
Good morning. How are you?
We're well, thank you. We've had a busy morning.
Have
you not been to bed?
I mean, you're here nice and early.
I had to skip
the gym.
Oh, really?
Couldn't go to gym this morning.
Well, you'll be getting a workout here on air, I can tell you that.
Such a big day today. Good link there.
We've had a great day. Thank you very much. Remember, today's yes, yes, yes. And tonight,
yes.
We'll all be heading off to Brunswick, where we're going to party with
Absolutely,
Equal Love.
To party with Equal
the
Love.
The 86.
The 86
good work.
Club.
Correct. We're going to dance. We're going to dance. And we're going to dance.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.